The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Spent the weekend watching sports in Vegas with the fam, Tony.
Tony Kornheiser, and I spent the weekend watching sports in your empty house. Your bed is comfy, and I ate all your Cheetos.
Yeah.
I ate them.
Yeah. You know, there's too many TVs for you. We don't have the one TV share the remote with the wife system. We're not operating on that on Auburn Farm.
My head. All the way around for all the television. It was terrible for me. Terrible. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Chargers beat the Browns. Texas A&M tops Alabama, and Tyson Fury TKOs Deontay Wilder. But we begin today with the Buffalo Bills going into Arrowhead and beating the Chiefs 38-20. The Bills are now 4-1. They've outscored their last four opponents by 115 points. The Chiefs, who've been to the Super Bowl the last 2 years, are now 2-3. And there was no question that the best quarterback on that field yesterday was Josh Allen and not Patrick Mahomes. Wilbon, is the bigger story the ongoing rise of the Bills or the struggles of the Chiefs?
Well, the Buffalo Bills are a more interesting story to me, Tom, but you asked me the bigger story. And right now it's the Chiefs because they stink. Relative to the hype, relative to just, I mean, the overstatement all offseason long about how great they were going to be, how the Super Bowl, the road to the Super Bowl goes through Kansas City. Really? Is the Super Bowl in Kansas somewhere? No, it doesn't go through Kansas City. Their defense is terrible. I mean, dreadful.
Yeah.
They seem to be last in very important things, like, I don't know, points allowed per game. So, no, Tony, I'm tired of the slurpage of the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, I've been tired of it for a long time. They may very well come back. I hope they do. They're so entertaining. But right now, they stink.
Yeah, let me just back up the numbers for a second because they've allowed 29, 36, 30, 30, and 38, and that is awful. Now, I will tell you that the Kansas City Chiefs' schedule has been very hard so far. Buffalo, Baltimore, Cleveland, the Chargers, and the Eagles. You could go 1-4 with that, but I'm going to go to Buffalo for a second, okay? Because Buffalo was the ascendant team in the AFC last year, just as the Chargers are the ascendant team in the AFC this year. You get to the playoffs, you get beat down. You have to come back the next year and show that you're a good team. The historic pattern of really good teams is that in that second year in the playoffs, they make a move. They had lost twice last year to Kansas City. So I think that winning this game probably really meant a lot to Buffalo, and their numbers are amazing. They have more points gotten and less points allowed than any team in the NFL. Their average game.
Both sides, Tony. They're playing both ways. Their quarterback may be the MVP early running.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Buffalo's great, but the Chiefs, seriously, dynasty of one.
No.
I'm going to keep saying it.
That's right.
Dynasty of one. Yeah, right. The most entertaining
game of the afternoon. I don't.
Yeah. They got time. They do have time.
Yeah.
Most entertaining game of the afternoon, Tone, was the back and forth between the Browns and Chargers. The two teams exchanged the lead 8 times in all, with the Chargers eventually winning 47-42. Chargers coach Brandon Staley went for it on fourth down 4 times in the second half, once getting bailed out by that bogus pass interference call. But, Tone, regardless, do you credit Staley for going for it, or did you think he was on the verge of insanity?
Okay, so I had no idea who he was until today. I had no idea where he came from. Did a little research today and all of that. But I'm watching that game on the red zone. This is in live time. They're down 27-13 with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter, Mike. Not the fourth quarter. It's the third quarter. The second half just started. They're on their own 24, and it's 4th and 2, and they go. And I go, what? You're going for this? Because if you don't make it, that could be 34-13 end of game. This guy, Staley, went for it 4 different times. So a couple of weeks ago, remember when John Harbaugh says to Lamar Jackson, Lamar, you want to go for it? Because everybody knows they're going to go for it. this guy went for it when, Mike, I would not have gone for it, and it worked.
Except he's got Justin Herbert, who is so good right now. I mentioned, you know, Buffalo quarterback being an early front runner for MVP. Tony, I'll take Justin Herbert with anybody right now. The way he's played this season, I will take him with anybody. As a matter of fact, if I'm going to rank people in terms of if my life was on the line, what would I do? It's Tom Brady and Justin Herbert ahead of Patrick Mahomes, at least just for the moment. Tony, when you have that kind of quarterback, you feel comfortable going for it. You can do insane things. Coaches are doing insane things. They're going for it on fourth down. They're swashbuckling. We'll see how this turns out in the long run. In the short run, San Diego is that good. I know I said San Diego. I'm not going to apologize. I keep saying San Diego.
No, everybody says San Diego. And then not only that, Austin Eckler. Justin Herbert's playing like a great quarterback. Man. Austin Eckler's running like a great running back.
All-purpose,
the coolest thing in the game is when Cleveland pulled him into the end zone just to let them score to get the ball back. Every time you looked up, someone was in the end zone. That game was great. The Raiders lost yesterday to your Bears, scoring only 9 points and generally looking inept. Justin Fields won again as a starter, though his numbers were totally ordinary, passing for only 111 yards. Wilbon, you were at this game. It appears to be overshadowed by the John Gruden email story. What does this loss and this email controversy do to the once promising start of the Raiders?
Yeah, Tony, you know, there's such separate episodes to me. One has nothing to do with the other. Yes, I was at a game yesterday that was allegedly a home game for the Raiders in Las Vegas, except 30,000 people were wearing Bears jerseys like me, at least that many, it seems to me. And, Tony, it was a topic of conversation, even in the stands. It was a topic of conversation, and people took their sides on John Gruden, who has, of course, been largely defended by former players recent and long ago of African-American descent. And, Tony, you know John Gruden better than I do, but I've never had an interaction with John Gruden that wasn't pleasant. But what I'm tired of, Tone, I'm tired of hearing people say, I don't have a racist bone in my body. I hate that phrase. Don't say it, okay? Because we all have prejudice in us. All of us. I do. Everybody does.
I do,
so what
too.
You should be able to say is, you should say, you know what? I try to control this the best I can. I try to suppress it. I try to keep this at arm's length. But I'm not a racist. Because I haven't heard anybody in a country where race is a big deal say, yeah, I said some stupid racist garbage. I did that. No one says that. All anybody says is, I'm not a racist. Again, John Gruden, good with me. My interactions with him have been great. But I don't want to hear that. I don't.
So I'm going to go to the football part of the question first and then get to the Gruden part of the question. We see teams go backwards. The Denver Broncos are going backwards. The Carolina Panthers are going backwards. The Vegas Raiders are going backwards. They were, you know, they had nothing going on yesterday at all. They've lost to the Chargers and the Bears. Chargers are real good. Bears, not real good. Bears are okay. No. You know, there's the bell. Let me get off this and Joey Bosa and Derek Carr, who showed nothing yesterday. The email is indefensible. That's the word. It's indefensible.
It is.
It's terrible. It's indefensible. John Gruden has apologized publicly more than once now to Demoris Smith. The story of John Gruden is going to be written by his players. Do his players rally around him? Do they say, this happened 10 years ago. I never saw anything like that. I'm with this guy. The courtroom for John Gruden is the locker room. His locker room.
Absolutely.
That's the courtroom. Doesn't matter what the NFL does. His locker room is his courtroom. Wilbon, not only were you at the Raiders-Bears game in Las Vegas, but the night before, you and your son, Matty, sat ringside at the Tyson Fury-Deontay Wilder heavyweight championship fight. Now, I know you loved it. You think it was one of the great fights of all time, don't you?
Of all time. Of all time, Tony. And I've been in some fights in my life, covering them for the Washington Post primarily. And, Tony, this is one of those fights that by the fifth round, when each guy had been knocked down, you just go, or just hanging on for a while. And the weight of the punches, the size of the punches, guys weighing 240 and 275 pounds respectively. And, Tony, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm watching something five rounds in I know is as good as anything I've ever seen in terms of the quality of the fight. Not a boxing match. These guys aren't the most skilled in the world. They're not Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali. But they fought each other. They leaned on each other. They pushed and mauled each other. And you're just saying, my God, I don't know that I've seen. I mean, Holyfield, Bo, and maybe a Tyson Holyfield. But Tone, seriously, this is one of the great bouts of all time. And anybody who watched it is going to give you that opinion or something really close to it.
Yeah, so I just watched the highlights. And in the highlights that I saw, they emptied the tank. Okay, there was just nothing left. Either of these guys, they emptied the tank. No. I don't know how either of them stood at the end of it. And, Mike, I don't want to see a fourth. This is enough. I don't want somebody to get hurt, really hurt, because of the way they fight, the way they maul. I have been to heavyweight championship fights as well. There's no event in sports like a heavyweight championship fight. There's none.
None.
And I've heard that sound when a punch connects, flush. Oh. I've heard that sound that you don't ever want emanating from your own body. I saw Ernie Shavers once hit Ali. Ali stood, but I went, oh, my God. And you and I both are the same. We cannot defend boxing, but God help us, we love it so.
Love it.
I was reminded this morning, Mike, in my youth, Floyd Patterson was the heavyweight champion of the world. He's 5'11", 188. Tyson Fury is 6'9", 275. Cannot put them up there together.
Tony, there's one guy. Only one guy in the building was bigger than Tyson Fury. And it was Shaq, who was sitting ringside. And it's like Shaq is in the ring because Tyson Fury is damn near as big as Shaquille O'Neal. And it's just, it's stunning. You said, Tony, the courage and the toughness. Like, people can think other sports are tough, and they are tough, because every football player is tough and every hockey player is tough. They're tough. They're not like these dudes, man.
Three's enough. Ooh. No four.
Three is enough. Three's enough,
Let's get out of here. Yeah. Coming up, would you have trusted Mason Crosby to convert the game winner after he had missed three in a row?
And did Alabama drop too far in the college football rankings after its loss to Texas A&M?
I'm so happy for you that you got to see that fight and you got to take Maddie with you.
Now, he kept looking at me
he'll
saying,
remember
Dad,
it his whole life.
Is this special? I'm like, yeah.
Well, Pardon the Interruption is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
It's mail time. You have questions, and rather than applying yourself by Googling and coming to your own conclusions, you dump them on us.
Deep research, Googling. Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Would you have trusted Mason Crosby to make the game-winning field goal after he had missed three straight?
Hell no. No. And I know Mason Crosby, if you are going to rank the top five kickers in the game, Mason Crosby got to be there, even if just because you're looking at the clutch kicks he's made over the years. But, Tony, at this point, no, I know they've made all this big to-do about, you know, each coach says, I went over and I asked this guy and I asked Mason and I asked the special teams coach and he's ready to go. Yeah, well, where was that anecdote before one of the three misses? I know I wouldn't have trusted him, would you?
No, absolutely not. No, he missed three, and one of them was from 36 and one of them was from 40. And you have to make those particular kicks. Now, the other guy missed two in a row, too, but he doinked one and hit the flag on the one that he thought he actually made.
He still missed.
And yet Aaron Rodgers was content to let the guy go from 49 yards. He made it. God bless him for making it. But no, Mike, I would have said we go for the touchdown. We keep driving the ball and we go for the touchdown because I'm
weary.
Well, he also missed an extra point.
No. Listen, Aaron Rodgers is a great teammate. What's he going to say with the microphone in front of him? Of course he's going to say what he said because he's a great teammate. But in my heart, do I trust he's going to make it as great as he's been, Tony? No.
And he made 27 in a row to that point.
Yeah.
Does Alabama deserve to fall to number 5?
Alabama deserves to fall further. I'm not going to say Alabama's not one of the top 5 teams in the country because I believe Alabama is one of the top 5 teams in the country. But that institution, that polling institution and voting, it suggests that Alabama probably should be closer to 10. They lost that game to an unranked team. I know they were ranked, you know, in the preseason. I know they were ranked when the season started.
Yeah, they were.
But they lost that game. And it's okay. I'm not going to be critical of Alabama because they lose a game. There's nothing to be critical of. And they can run the table. They may not be able to be that good this year. But they can run the table and get right in that playoff. But right now, they deserve to be closer to 10 or 12 than 5.
Yeah, I mean, the teams that are ranked above Alabama are all unbeaten, but Alabama is ranked ahead of some unbeaten teams. I don't, for the same reason that you don't care about 5, I don't care about 5 because Alabama controls its own destiny. If they run the table in their part of the SEC, then they get into the SEC championship game, presumably against Georgia, but
against
maybe
Georgia,
not. If they win the SEC championship, they're going to the playoffs. So it actually doesn't matter where they're ranked. What was interesting was Jimbo Fisher's the first former assistant ever of Saban's to beat him.
How about that?
Like way high in the 20s.
It reminds you how great Alabama is when they lose a game.
That's right.
You know, it just shows you how great they truly are.
Does the ground rule double rule that costs the Rays make sense to you?
No, and it can't make sense to anybody. It can't even make sense to Bostonians. You can say, thank God it was on, you know, it was applied accurately, correctly. But you can't say that it makes sense. Anytime a ball hits a person, some other judgment has got to be put into play. Again, I understand the rule was applied the way it's intended. So change the intent. Change the rule. You can't have this. This is an unjust outcome, even if the rule was applied the way it should be.
So here's the first time we're going to disagree in this particular segment, because this is the rule that I remember all the way back to Little League. When the ball goes over the fence, that's it. Okay, unless it's pushed over intentionally, and that was not the case here. Renfro reached out to try and bring the ball back. If it's not done with intent, it goes over to ground rule double, and you get 2 bases from where you started because the batter gets a double. You cannot assume the run, even though I know and you know he would have scored standing up.
Yep.
You can't assume the run. If you're on first, you go to third. If you're on second, then you come home. I'm okay with that rule, and I know it greatly benefited Boston in this particular case. I'll tell you this, Mike. If Boston ends up beating the Yankees and ends up beating Tampa, and they go through the rivals in that division in the playoffs and they win, more power to them. Enough email.
I know.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, Dan Campbell gets emotional about the Lions' latest loss. Man.
Oh, did he? And could Ben Simmons really be staying in Philadelphia? Really? What happens the first time Ben Simmons doesn't take a shot?
By the way, not a lot of ballparks have low fences, right? Not
hardly any anymore.
Have the low fence.
Hardly any.
Yeah.
Nobody has that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 40th birthday, Mike Norvell. He's a man. He's 40. He's coaching one of the storied college football programs of the last 40 years, Florida State, and he's struggling. Norvell was 3-6 last year. He's 2-4 this year. Yes, the Seminoles beat North Carolina on Saturday, but Florida State got rid of Willie Taggart in a New York minute, and they could do the same to Norvell. Norvell got on the Seminoles' radar with a 38-15 record at Memphis, including 12-1 2 years ago. But nothing has worked in Tallahassee since Jimbo Fisher left, and Fisher beating Alabama makes everything look worse.
Fisher beating Alabama, Tony, is also a case of calling one's own shot. He said over the summer at some event, might have been a golf event, but he said over the summer that he and A&M were going to beat Nick Saban in Alabama. And I think all of us, I know, I just went, yeah, buddy, right. Well, it looked pretty good doing it on Saturday.
Happy anniversary, Cleveland Indians. On this day 73 years ago, the Indians won their last World Series title, beating the Boston Braves. That 73 years is the longest drought in baseball. Ironically, when the Cubs won their first title in 108 years in 2016, they beat the Indians. Cleveland also lost the 1954 series to the Giants, the 1995 series to Atlanta, and the 1997 series to the Marlins. The Cleveland Browns have never gotten to the Super Bowl. If not for LeBron James going home and leading the Cleveland Cavaliers to their first NBA title in 2016, that city would be a championship sinkhole.
Yeah, but Tony, to be fair, I mean, the Browns were a championship franchise. I mean, they came over to the NFL having already won. And so I you're right, obviously, factually, historically, you're right. But it ain't going to be the Cavaliers doing it. The Cavaliers are in build mode right now.
Happy trails to a win for the Lions. Dan Campbell and his Lions did everything they could. They came back on the road in Minnesota to score a touchdown with just 37 seconds left yesterday. They were down 16-15, and rather than kick for the tie, Campbell went for two, and he made it. The 0-4 Lions were ahead 17-16, but the Vikings got 46 yards in three plays, and with 3 seconds left, Greg Joseph lined up from 54 yards out and booted it through 0-5. 2 weeks ago, the Lions got beat at the buzzer by Justin Tucker's record 66-yarder. Campbell's eyes welled with tears as he said, quote, "When you see your players give all they have and you lose that way, it's tough. But we will be better for it," unquote.
Tony, maybe they'll be better for it. His players will love him even more. But, you know, Wayne Fonts was a guy who cared just as much about trying to win in that locker room in Detroit, that corner office, as Campbell does now. Just because people love you and you give it all you have doesn't mean you're going to win. I've heard that suggested today. Oh, they're going to win. Really? It's the Lions. Wake up, look at the history of the franchise.
Couple of omissions. Astros White Sox game 4 postponed to tomorrow afternoon due to rain, and a 44-year-old man threw for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns yesterday. We didn't even mention it. We got to go quick to
the Chicago Sky being up 1-0 on Phoenix. Didn't mention that either.
Braves shut out the Brewers 3-0 this afternoon. Big deal.
Braves pitching is a big deal. They're up 2-1. Giants Dodgers game 3 tonight. Who you got?
I got Max Scherzer, of course I do.
Of course.
The Sixers and Ben Simmons reportedly making progress on a possible return to Philly. You got to be surprised.
I am shocked if he stays, Tone. Shocked. Still, Steelers receiver Juju Smith-Schuster out for the season after shoulder surgery. Your thoughts?
A lot of pressure on Claypool. A lot of pressure on Najee Harris, I think, for them to win. Last one, Monday Night Football. Colts are at the Ravens. Who you got in this one?
Had a string of great, close, tense games. I got the Ravens and something that may be a laugher.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Now to get you set for Monday Night Football, here's Susie Culver and the Countdown Crew.
By the way, I've done a 180 on Dan Campbell.